Hi everyone, it's almost the end of November. I came across an article from the Windsor Star. I'd love to go over the article with you, the points that the author was making, and maybe I'll tell you my take on it, my opinion on that article, or some of the points that were brought up. The title of the article is "Mom and Pop Investors Exacerbate Canada's Housing Crisis." Now, the article basically indicates, the article is authored by John Schell. He seems to be a really informed, smart individual, and he has made some great points, and my perspective on it, I'll let you know in a little bit. From the article, John Schell, the author, basically says that the Bank of Canada reports indicates that 30% of residential home purchases in early 2023 were made by investors, not occupants. This is a significant increase from the 20% in 2014. Now, it also says that the growth in investor demand is significantly exacerbating the housing crisis, putting upward pressure on prices and making it harder for first-time home buyers to enter the market. So the article basically puts a little bit of pressure or a negative spin on the mom and pop investors. The article also suggests that politics to address this issue is lacking because many of these investors are individual Canadians who are older, wealthier, and more likely to vote. Now, politicians, as indicated, often basically are investors themselves, so they have direct interest on this specific topic. So they have hesitated to target this group, the group being the mom and pop investors. Recent polls show that a majority of Canadians believe that investors are driving up housing costs, with 75% specifically blaming mom and pop investors. There is growing support for policies limiting investments in residential housing. Now, these are points that the article has made. Mom and pop investors have been crucial in providing rental accommodation as Canada has seen a decline in construction of permanent rental units. However, this has also led to increased rental prices and challenges for young Canadians in owning homes. Again, another negative point for mom and pop investors. The article basically suggests increasing down payment requirements and land transfer taxes for investment properties and taxing capital gains on investment property at the same rate as income, which is much higher than capital gains tax. These measures could be more stringent for wealthier Canadians and those with multiple properties. The author argues that a supply-only approach to housing is insufficient and that addressing the high demand from residential investors is crucial for an effective housing strategy. Again, John Schell, the article, has made a lot of good points. Now, my counterpoint, I think the mom and dad investors are positive contributors to Canada's real estate market and economy. For me, mom and pop investors contribute to a diversified housing market. When they do this, they tend to update the current outdated old housing supply. We've seen mom and pop investors tear down a small bungalow and build a two-story home or a townhome complex. So that's really good for our supply of real estate. They've also provided rental opportunities. These investors play a crucial role in providing rental housing. With a decline in the construction of new rental units, it's the mom and pop investors that helps fill the gap, offering rental options that might not be otherwise be available. Now, investment in real estate stimulates our Canadian economic activity. It basically involves property maintenance, renovations, and dealing with various service providers, which contributes to job creation and supports the local businesses. Now, many mom-and-pop investors are not speculators. They are long-term investors. They contribute to market stability in holding properties over extended periods, unlike speculators who often buy and sell quickly, contributing to market volatility. They're more likely to care for their properties and tenants, you know, fostering a sense of community and better living conditions. They actually encourage savings and financial security. Real estate investment is a form of savings for many small investors, our mom and pop investors, providing them with financial security, especially for retirement. Now, don't forget, property investments by these mom and pop investors, they play a significant role in providing tax revenue, you know, in the form of property tax, land transfer tax, paying capital gains, right, on those, you know, public services and infrastructure. Now, supporting the new build construction is something that mom and pop investors do as well. They play important roles in getting a new build condo built to completion. Some of these construction projects take 3 to 5 years from the time of sale to the public to occupancy, you know, of those specific units. Some homeowners cannot wait that long to fill their needs for a home to live in today. We've seen single home buyers buy into a one bedroom plus 10 condo unit, let's say in Mississauga or the areas, somewhere in Toronto. By the time that building is built, that individual, he or she is married with kids. After 3 to 5 years, you know, life goes on, and certainly the property now doesn't meet the need of that specific buyer. So what do? They either sell or assign that property, or they keep it as a rental. Now again, mom and pop investors give the opportunity for the builders to have pre-sold some of these units so that they can continue on and actually get the financing to complete the construction. They provide essential rental options, stimulate our economic activity, and they also support local communities. Now, for me, they are vital for the health of our real estate markets and the overall economy in Canada. So instead of saying our mom and pop investors are the villains of this story, I think mom and pop investors is actually a great contributor to the overall health of our potential tenants or properties available for housing, and also overall economy. Like their purchases actually contributes overall to our Canadian economy. What's your thought on this? Let me know if you're pro mom and pop investors or you're against mom and pop investors because they take away some of the housing units available potentially for direct to consumer homeowner buyer. Have a great day. I hope you enjoy the holiday season, but let me know what you think. Thank you.